From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the next president of the United States is in town for his inauguration. Come tomorrow, Friday, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the 45th president of the United States when he takes the oath of office on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in Washington. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more on a frenetic week of change in the nation's capital.
Washington is a city in transition as the Barack Obama era draws to a close and the Donald Trump era is set to begin. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says the new administration is eager to get started.
We are all ready to go to work. In fact, we can't wait to get to work for the American people to make America great again.
Public opinion polls show Trump comes into office with the lowest approval ratings of any new president in four decades. But Trump continues to be upbeat about the challenges ahead, especially creating jobs. Hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters are expected in Washington for Friday's inauguration and the new president's first address. But at least 50 congressional Democrats have said they will stay away from the inauguration in protest. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
As U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry leaves the State Department, he's appealing to the incoming Trump administration to embrace creative diplomacy and international engagement. Kerry says he hopes the new administration will build on what he says are the extraordinary gains made during President Barack Obama's 8 years in office. And he's used an opinion piece of the New York Times to take a veiled shot at Trump's penchant for tweeting sometimes controversial statements. This is VOA News. More than 80 Islamic State jihadists were killed in a U.S. aerial blitz on training camps in Libya, including fighters involved in plotting attacks in Europe. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the Pentagon made the highly unusual decision to conduct the airstrikes with a pair of B-2 stealth bombers that flew to North Africa on a 34-hour mission from their base in Missouri in America's Midwest. The last time the distinctive back-shaped planes were used in Libya was in 2011 during the mission that led to the ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. The camps were located about 45 kilometers southwest of the coastal city of Sirte, Gaddafi's former hometown that IS for a time turned into a stronghold as it attempted to expand its presence in Libya. Carter said the attack was part of an overall effort to strike at ISIL.
While we struck in Libya, our local partners in Iraq, with our advice and assistance, managed to secure all critical areas in eastern Mosul. As they now prepare to clear the western part of Mosul, I'm confident that ISIL's days in Mosul are numbered. Meanwhile, in Syria, our local partners continue to converge down on Raqqa, and I'm also confident that they will soon have ISIL's so-called capital isolated.
Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the operation had been authorized by outgoing President Barack Obama. The United Nations has accused the Syrian government and opposition groups of denying humanitarian access to hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in besieged areas.
Jan Egeland, the special advisor for Syria, calls December and January the worst months for the delivery of life-saving aid. He says only one half of the area and population the UN wanted to reach have been approved for access in full.
We now end up in this complete, hopeless, bureaucratic quagmire.
Egeland says opposition groups give the United Nations similar difficulties. He says they also are making it difficult for aid to reach women, children, and the wounded. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution expressing full support to Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, and calling on ex-leader Yahya Jammeh to step down, condemning his attempts to usurp power. A last-minute revision to the resolution after Barrow took the oath of office Thursday backed efforts by the regional bloc ECOWAS to ensure that Barrow's election victory on December 1st is respected, using political means first. Council diplomats, speaking on condition of anonymity, said an additional reference was use of all necessary measures.
That's the latest world news from VOA.